Blog Talk Radio. tell you what. Amen. Amen. I was really blessed to just been really meditating on God all week. And I've been kind of tapping in on brother. That brother there, he was a bad brother when he was yet on this side of the living. You know, God is blessing him. But I tell you what, think about it. Well, when you know, that God is in a song, when you know God is in the midst of something, you can just hear the anointing. You can hear God's blessing as it covered today. I just thank God again for this day. I thank him for the things he have done in this day. You know, sometimes we just say we thank God for waking us up and keeping us all day long. I know if you've been around long enough to know, give thanks, give honor, and lift up the name of the Lord, because it didn't have to be you. It didn't have to be myself. It could have been someone else. But I want to say something. While we're right there, you know, I mean, it's good to thank God for what he gave us. Let us tarry here just a little longer. But I'm going to tell you, man, the race what we're doing right now, oh, I might want to tell you, it's not to stay here. It's to see his face. And he said, well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few things. Come up a little higher and be blessed. I thank God for the opportunity always to be in his presence. You know, I was blessed to be in a prayer on yesterday. After church, one of the members, brother, he feel like he wasn't going to make it. We went over there and we prayed. I believe what the scripture said that we can ask anything in his name. But we also have to believe if it's God's will. And I'm going to tell you one thing about it. You know God can do some things when man said it's over. And I got a text earlier today and sent pictures. If you've seen him before and you see him now, God has blessed him to see another day. Man, he gave up. Man, he gave up. Looked at him. He was in the bed coughing, and he gave up on him. You know, but I'm going to tell you something. When God has his hands on something, he can turn and reverse anything because God's that kind of God. I just want to thank God in advance because I believe that when there are two or three touching the green in his name, he will be in the midst. Now, it don't have to be another 15 years. It don't have to be another, what is it, 7 years. It don't have to be another 20 years. But whatever God did allow him to still be here and coherent and looking straight face and talking to and telling everybody they love him, he know who they are. I'm telling you, that's how God works. He only works in his own time. So when man says it's over, they just gave God an opportunity to come in. They said, not so. But then just this now, he couldn't transition us out of this body. And then what? Being with him has been what? I don't know if nobody ever told you this, man. It's the best thing ever happened, being with him. I thank God for it because I know he hears prayer. I know he answers prayer. And I do know God do some. Watch this. And you know he did it. It wasn't a medication. It wasn't, what is it, time out, recalibrate. It was because of his mercy that he allowed his brother to still be here. I thank him. I thank him for the Holy Spirit, Reverend. I thank him for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for how he moved in this man's life, because he was looking really, really rough, Rep, yesterday when I went over there. But I tell you, prayer work.
Amen.
You know, and I believe in the prayer. I really, truly believe in prayer. Before we get into the message, Reverend, what you have in your heart?
Oh, man, just signing in just to Say hold on to be a witness. Yes, sir. God does work. I've experienced healing. I've experienced deliverance by prayer. So yes, sir.
Yeah.
I stand as a witness. It does work.
And he's still moving too, man. He's healing
yes,
and moving how he wants to. But we want to kind of end this series that we've been doing. There was a time to tip off into something. Jesus Christ has spoken. And when he speaks, my brothers and sisters, you can be sure that there's someone that he wanted to relay it to, got it. They got it. And the ones he didn't want to relate it to, they didn't get it. This is when all the what we call right now confusion happened. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. So we're dealing with the lesson about the parables, and we in Matthew 13 and 53, 13 and 53, as we go to prayer. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all the things you have already have done. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord, and you show so much love, Lord, that you gave the family to see their loved one, just to get out the bed, Lord. Stand up and do the things that when man said it was over with. Lord, but you came in and strengthened his body, Lord. And we want to just thank you for that, Lord. No, there was nothing we did, Lord. It was something you did. You came in the room, Lord, and then you gave time. That maybe someone might need that time for closure. Maybe might need that time for just saying that I'm not through with him yet. But I just thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing for your people, Lord, that you hear our prayer,
yes.
Lord. Lord, we come right now, Father God, ask you to forgive us any sins we have done, known and unknown sins. And Lord, if we come carefully to you, we ask you, Father God, to bless us today, Lord. Open up our spiritual ears, Lord, and heart, that we hear your word, Lord. Teach us and preach to us, that, Father God, that we change minds and change hearts, Lord. Whether it be through the speaker or whether it be the ones who receive it. Lord, just have thy way, Lord. Move, Lord. As we come in your way, Lord, we come by asking you, Lord, for your spirit to reign in this place, Lord. Move in the doubts, Lord. Move in the stunning heart, Lord. Lord, move even in tradition, religion, Lord, and let your spirit move in someone's heart. So they might ask, what must I do to be saved? Or how can we get closer to you? Oh, I want to repent. Let it be through the teach, preach word, Lord, that convict man with the spirit of the Holy Ghost within them, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in advance. Thank you, Father God, for your love, Lord. Thank you for even the ones that have been traveling these highways and byways, Lord. You know, I'm often believe, Lord, I know we're talking about the physical, Lord, but I'm also meaning the spiritual world, Lord, that we wrestle with daily, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to strengthen us, Lord, whether it's in an automobile or whether it's a spiritual thing, Lord. Help us to be better children of God, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. We thank you, Father God, and we love you, Lord. Just we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Matthew's 13 and 53. It's a very, very familiar verses that maybe you might have heard someone recited it, you know, hold it out, you know. Let's get some context here. It said, and it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he had departed this. And when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in a synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished. And what he said, and said, what had this man this wisdom, this mighty word? Is it not this Carpenter's son? Is it not his mother called Mary? Is it his brother James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? and his sister, and they, look what he said, and they not all with us. West End had this man all these things, help me, Holy Spirit, and they were offended. And they were offended in him because of what he said. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet, help me, Holy Spirit, is not without honor, saving his own country and his own house. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he did many, mighty works there because of what they unbelief. What did he say, Reverend? Yeah. He didn't say many, he said not. Not me. I like that.
Yeah.
He didn't do nothing because of their belief. And I want to leave with this, let you know, I know you probably heard it all kind of ways, but let me try to expound on this word. Jesus already had gave them some good fruit. He gave them something prior to that scripture that he told them before he left in 52. He said, then say he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed to the kingdom of heaven is like a man that's in the household in which, watch it, bring forth out of his treasure the things new and old. Now he instructed them. Now he's finna finish this whole thing with the parable of teaching. And he went on, now he what, in his own town. People that heard, people has heard what he's been saying. And now this don't sound right to him because fame done went out. Now their popularity finna switch now. The scribes, the Sadducees. Oh, they're looking at their life and looking at how all this teaching and preaching that he done, he wasn't under their leadership. He looked at him and said, Reverend, he said, is this not a carpenter's son?
Yeah.
Reverend, is this not Mary's son? Is this not James? Mm-hmm. Is this not Simon and his sisters? Is this the same person, Jesus of Nazareth, is speaking on this wise? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He told them, and they were sitting there contemplating and seeing all what he had said because Jesus wasn't even – see, he knew that the ones he was speaking to was going to receive it, and he knew it was going to be some among them weren't going to receive it because he gave it to them in parable. But when he got to talk to the disciple, because the disciple asked him, explain that to us so we could understand, and Jesus gave him simple
– right.
What? Simplicity, understand that you couldn't miss it. He said, if you just allow me to bag back a little bit, he said, it's just like the heaven that a man used a net and he cast it out in the sea and he drags it across the water and he put all kinds of fish into the net. And then he got to the shore, he gets out and he separates the good and the bad. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They looking at it. And they watch this, they seeing this, and they trusting that what he was saying, because they could understand when they do, if they fish with a net, and they fishing with a net, that you can grab all kind of things. I'm going to send my angels down. My angels going to be able to separate. He said, this is how it's going to be in the end time. We call eschatology. And when end time comes, you know, folks don't like to talk about it, but hell is real. Reverend, hell is real. I know y'all hear us quote some things sometimes. I want you to put this in your margin one time. Go to Isaiah real quick. I want to put this in your margin. If you could, you can just mark it if you get a chance, you know. And I want you to get introduced to this scripture because you hear us talk about it a little bit. But Isaiah 5 and 14, I want you to put this in your margin, you know. Isaiah 5 and 14. It's in the Old Testament if you ain't never been there. But Isaiah was prophesied. And he said, therefore, I'm in the book, he said, therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And the glory of the multitudes and the palms and he that rejoiced said, descend into this. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. And it means the man shall be brought down and the mighty man should be humble. And the eyes of the Lord should be what? Humble. But the Lord of hosts should be exalted in judgment. And God that is holy should sanctify the righteous. Now, watch this now. You know, if you allow me to do a little paraphrasing, the scripture said it's enlarging herself. A lot of people are running that way. And these are the people who's going to what? Crucify Jesus. These are the same people who are sitting here talking about, what kind of wisdom are you? Now, I love this book, right? The book helps us, if you would take construction, Reverend Henry, it will help you, brothers and sisters, if you just follow me in the word of God. That's why I love when he said it is written. Proverbs helps us a little clearer with this. 9 and 8. 9 and 8. Proverbs says, he said, reprove not a scornful, let he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. He said, give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet, well, he said, wiser. Teach a just man, and look what he said, and he will increase in learning. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy understanding. For by me days shall be multiplied, and years of life shall be increased. I love this book. He said, if thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but the scornful thou alone shall bear it. The book is plain. They try to discredit him, trying to say, you're really too young to be talking like this. You're really too, you ain't living long enough to do all what you're saying, what you're going to do and already have done. You're not wise enough. You didn't go to our school. You know, you're getting trained under us. But I've learned, brother, if you know a little bit and someone come by and give you a little more understanding in your learning, he said you're supposed to receive that. Help me, Holy Spirit. But they're not receiving Jesus right now. He said, this, if you allow me to pray, he said, a man is not worthy in his own land. If you allow me to pray,
that's right.
Every time we try to do good, evil is always present. Someone's always poking and trying to find some fault in what we're doing. So Jesus doing what he's doing. He conveyed it to them, but watch this here. He's really talking to his disciples. Because he know they're going to need this teaching. He knew they're going to have this strong teaching to discern when they before all these people, because they're going to get before them. When they get before them, they're going to have to understand everybody is not going to say amen. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Everybody is not going to love what you just said. Everybody is not going to say, boy, you preached that sermon there, Reverend Henry. Everybody is not going to say, I love how you said what you said. You're going to have some naysayers. You're going to have some people on the sideline sitting there taking their pencil. Well, he didn't pronounce that word right. Well, he used the wrong scripture. I would have used this scripture. Well, who taught him? You know, it's all kind of thing to find a way to discredit instead of praying if you do make an error.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Instead of saying, I understand you, brother. Help him, Holy Spirit. Help him. Pray for him. You know, instead of trying to trying to make him look bad, you know. I guess I ease over Romans for a little bit, if y'all don't mind. Have you been in Romans 15 lately? Have you been in Romans 15 lately? He said, look what he said, Romans 15:1. He said, then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not pleasing ourselves. He said, let every one of us please his neighbor, for it is good to edification. For even Christ, watch this now, please not himself. He said, but as it is written, the reproach of them that reproach thee, he said, fell on me. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you out there, if you see someone trying to do God's word, now I'm gonna tell you something. God is gonna do something if they just mishandling His word. God's gonna do something if they out there. If we just get 1 John 4, He said, "Try the Spirit, by the Spirit, where it be unto God." Because there's many false prophets that went before them. There's people out there that want to hear itchy ear stuff. There's people out there that want to be tell me how I can get rich. There's people out there to tell you the Lord told me to tell you you need to sow a seed. The Lord told me to tell you, you need to give me $1,000. If the Lord told you, He'll tell me too. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know what, really? You know what? I really believe that God know how. Hey, if I got a relationship, I think He can tell me to do what you just said, do. Because I believe if I give it grudgingly, I give it in the midst, Reverend. I didn't give it from the heart. If I give it with the heart, He wouldn't even have to tell me to give. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wouldn't have to tell me to help out. Because if it comes to an urge, He'll call you. So, man, I just want to bless you with this, man. I just want to do this for me, man. I just want to give it to you, man, because it was in my heart to give, not to give my conscience because you up there preaching and telling me that this is what I'm supposed to do. Because I believe what the book said, be a cheerful giver. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Be a cheerful giver. Don't be one that is, when you're giving, you say, man, they go ask for money again. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Here they go. But Jesus didn't present them like that, even though He told them about the pearl, even though He told them about the treasure we talked about earlier. You remember that? when he told them about, and let me give you something when I bag up a little bit there, that it was a time back then when they used to bury that stuff. You know what I'm talking about? And burying that stuff. Because if you've been around Scripture a little bit, Scripture tells us that He gave three men something, and it was some talent. He gave one man 5 talents, and He gave one man 2 talents, and he gave one man 1. What did He do with that? What did He do with this one, Reverend? He went and dug and put it in the hole because He felt like if he wanted to have that talent when God came back. But when He came back and asked him what they did, the man with 5 talents said he used it, and God gave him 5 more talents. The man had the 2 talents. What did he do? He gave him 2 more talents, and the man dug his in the ground. He took that talent and gave it to the man that had the 2. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Understand?
Jesus knew they understand how they used to bury. And it was a time that, brother, a little while back, that people, they probably still doing it, brother. If they ain't putting it on their mattress, they put it in a closet, you know. If they ain't putting it on the ground, they hide it a little bit, you know. It's a time. They used to do that, and Jesus knew they could understand that. He said, but I'm coming back, and I'm gonna buy the land, and I'm gonna buy everybody in this land. That's what He did, right? What He did, Reverend? He paid a price. He paid a price. He laid His life down for us who knew that when we came in, we were born in sin and in shaping iniquity. How about this? How about this? Don't you want to be reborn again? Don't you want to be born again? You can be born again in Christ. And once you're there, you don't have to keep going and get baptized. Help me, Holy Spirit. You don't have to keep going by that. Once you made that commitment, if you understood when you went in the water that Jesus died and rose, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If you believe that God raised Him from the grave, if you believe that in your heart like that and confess it out your mind, you are saved. Now, what happened is when we mess up, we feel like we had to go back to the water. Now, repent. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Repent. Ask God for strength. Yeah. Ask God for what was tipping you to fall into what easily besets you. Let me tell you something. Even at our best, Reverend, even at our best, we just like filthy rags before Him. I'm talking about we probably did the best thing. Let me do this one because I know it's in the book, Reverend. Romans. Romans put it like this. Oh, wretched man that I am. Have you been there lately? Romans 7:24.
Yes,
he said,
sir.
Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of this death? I thank, watch it now, God through Jesus our Lord. So then with, what was it? So then with my mind and myself serve the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin. Help. This is the man who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Help me, Holy Spirit. And said that he had some, was tormenting him, caused him to sin. He found himself doing something, and he knew it was sin. And it, but watch this, and God used him. So I be careful how I judge people. I be careful how I run people down. But I'm telling you this here. I would never teach that you live in sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I would never live that you teach a priest that you just practice sin, because once the Holy Ghost is there, it convicts you. That's why Paul said what he said. That's why he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who can save me out of this dead body, Reverend? He said, thanks be to God through Jesus. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
I know you want to live up. I know you want to live up. I ain't going to put no names out there. But I know you want to live up the renowned speakers. You might like listen to sometimes. But brothers and sisters, it is Jesus. If one Jesus come in now, if one Jesus can get to the person and you let him come in the minister, that's what's going to change it. It won't be just how loud we holler. It won't be because we only talking in tongues. So Reverend talking about that. You can do all that, Reverend, but if you don't have love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You can persuade people with your mouth, but if you don't have love. He said, faith? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. He said, love?
Yeah.
You got to have love. And love calls you to look at people out the eyes of Jesus. Love have you to look at Jesus, and when he come in town, you're going to say, I believe. So you ain't going to be like the naysayer and say, you can't be this man. You can't be this Messiah, because you the carpenter's son. You Mary's son. You James and Jesse and Sam and Simon and your sisters. You just can't be this. You just can't be the Messiah that we're waiting for. We're looking for somebody else, and you can't be this. As a matter of fact, if you just let me just breathe a little bit, you tell me, if we tear this body down, this temple down, in 3 days you're going to raise it back up. See, Jesus spoke to them like this. They thought he was talking about the physical temple, which took them 46 years to build. And Jesus said, just tear it down. I'm going to raise it back up in 3 days. That's why when you look at, that's why we try to teach and preach like this here. Your body is a temple of God. You have to watch how you lend your members to things. You have to watch how you go around and dip in these little conversations. You got to watch how you move around, because God's eyes are everywhere. I've just been around the beautiful book just a little bit, and every time I get excited about something, and even when I err something, I think about this scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this and leave it alone when I do it, Reverend. He said, whether shall I go? He said, from thy spirit. Or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And thy right hand hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be the light before me. Yea, darkness hide. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. From thee.
Mm-hmm.
Night shining in the day. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the darkness, in the light, and both are alike. Look what he said, for thou hast possessed my room. He said, for thou hast covered me with my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearful and wonderfully made and marvelous of thy work.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, y'all. And then my soul. In my soul now. Is I'm still there, Reverend? My soul is right well. Every time I read Psalm 131, it helps me to understand God's eyes is everywhere. He's omnipresent. Now, that don't cause me to know that when I do make a mistake. that don't cause me when I do error that he don't say, Eric, you know better. Eric, when you read the mm-hmm. word and it start convicting you, you know better. Repent.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You mean you tell me God talked to you like that? If you get in close enough with God, if you get close enough to God, you can hear him in his word. You can hear him
mm-hmm.
through the preacher. You can hear him through the teaching. You don't want to be like the one don't want to receive him when he comes. Because when he comes the next time, you ain't going to be able to. You got an opportunity to receive him now, Reverend. But when he come back the
mm-hmm.
second time, you won't have that chance if you didn't make your mind up before he came. Because I just want to do this twist this thing a little bit. Hebrews 4:12 in another version, Reverend. The word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. That's what I'm talking about. So not when you hear the word, it don't try to condemn you to hell. It calls you to try to correct your life. It calls you to try to look at things a little different. And once you have the Holy Ghost, you'll understand the scripture better. Once you find out it's not about a bunch of do's and don'ts. It's about, I just want to live holy. Help me, Holy Spirit. I just want to live
mm-hmm.
sanctified. Because the Bible says, sanctify yourself in the word of God. Now, I'm going to end it like this here. I'm going to end it just like this here. Jesus ended the parable, and people were finding some faults, trying to say he
mm-hmm.
was the real Messiah. And they questioned it. See, you could deny him all you want to. I'm not going to deny him. And I ain't got to tell you I'm a believer. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to be religious, a freak, to tell you I love God. Well, I'm going to tell
right.
you, I'm going to let you see the light he said is in me. How you do that? All you got to do is show. All you got to do is show
mm-hmm.
peace. All you got to do is show love. And once you do this here, my brothers and sisters, you'll see life different. It don't exempt you from trials. It don't exempt you for tribulation. It don't exempt you for pressure and letdown. But it does this here. He'll sustain you through it. And you'll say, thank you, Lord. Because if I know what I'm going through, I'm not doing it by myself. If I know, if I put myself in it, Lord, if I turn my face to you, you'll hear my prayer. Because you said you will hear a sincere prayer. So I come thanking you. Thanking you, Reverend. Thank you for the prayers, and thank you for the word of God. I pray that it was something, Reverend. I pray, children of God, I pray it was something
mm-hmm.
was said. Something was said that you understood, and you can apply it to your life, or take it to someone. Or you might be the one don't have the what? God in your heart. You don't walk with him. I hope it was something to turn you to start walking with the Lord, turn you to start living with the Lord, because we living in a time that time is getting short, my brothers and sisters. You're going to have to choose who you're going to serve. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve man. So we come in here to tell
mm-hmm.
you, make a conscious effort. Don't leave if you need prayer. Don't leave if you don't know the Lord. We want to pray with you, and we want to tell you, give God your heart, and let us pray with you, the love of God. And we just thank you, and we thank you. And Reverend, is in your hand, Reverend. How you want to do it, brother?
I'm good for him. Praise the Lord for that word. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm just over here listening and taking it all in like a sponge, I thank the Lord for he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. When God is speaking, sure we open our ears to his voice. And I'm glad it gives us another chance with these lessons, these lessons that we take to our heart, that's God wanting us to I like how pastors say, get right, church, and let's go home. thank you for this word, Rev. Thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
For that strong, we that are strong, pray for someone that you see might be struggling or might fell by the wayside, pray for him, encourage him. Go on, not the man that's down today, but show him his sorrows. You know, that lets us know that we have the fruits, the gift of the Spirit, when we love and compassion and suffer with one another, you know, in that, praise the Lord, for spiritual growth, that where one may edify another. So we thank the Lord for speaking to us this evening in the name of Jesus. We thank you for calling in, and we thank you for your prayers. Because when we pray and trust in that, believe in that, believe that God would do just what he said he would do, but it is by striving. And it's by giving that we receive. When we give to God, we will receive from God. When you give him some of your mind, give him some of your meditation, think on him to show him that you love him, and watch your day turn around. Watch your prayer life get stronger. Watch that intimacy with you and God even grow even better. Just wanted to encourage you, and thanks again, Rev, for that word.
Man, I got this here from my sister, man. I got some from my sister Martha. Look what she gave us, man. She gave us, it says, a new man, right? And
praise the Lord.
It's 2023, mm-hmm. right? Look at this comfort here. Look, watch this comfort right here. Look at it. It says she told him more about Jesus and then about the promise in heaven, including the new body. For all who believe, here we go, Reverend, and who asked her, will you dance with me up there? She saw the beginning of the image of herself free of her worn out body and crippled and limitation. When he said he want to trust Jesus as a savior, as his savior, she helped him pray for forgiveness and faith. When she asked him if she could get a picture with him, he replied, "If you help me sit up, I am a new man. Praise God for the life changing, hope giving." Available to all gospel of Jesus Christ to offer new life for all who trust in him. That's what the word is, man. Colossians 1:3-14, just kind of like an overdraft of that scripture. That's what we do. We bring in the word and trying to get, if you don't know him and you get him in your life, there's some changes going to happen. And that change is going to happen. It's not going to happen because you did exercise. Because I'm not working on the outside. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're working on the inside of that man. Working on the inside of that man. Cause that outside man get right too. Oh, I know right about it. It gets right, you know. I like we preach the sermon. Remember that sermon, Reverend? Let the new man out. You remember that, Reverend?
Let the new man out.
It says, stay on the track with God. Stay on track with God. Deuteronomy 5, Moses reviewed God's original covenant boundary. He said, for his people, Moses encouraged the new generation to regard God's instruction as their own covenant with him. And then, watch this, Reverend, and then he restored, like I said, the Ten Commandments by repeating the commandments and drawing a lesson from the previous generation disobedience. Moses invited Israel to be reverent, to be humble and mindful of God's, watch this right, faithfulness. God has made a way for his people. So they won't wreck their lives. Wreck your lives in the lives of others, in the lives of others. If they ignore his wisdom, hit me. What's this now? If they ignore his wisdom, they will do so at their own peril. Today, God lead us, Reverend. Let's make all of the scripture our delight, counselor, and guardrail for our lives. As the Spirit guides us, we can keep, watch this, Reverend, on track. Can I do it again? We can keep on track. Let me do it one more time. We can keep on track within, here we go, Reverend. There goes about within, Reverend, his wisdom, protection, devotion of our lives, wholehearted to him. I love this. I love how she's sending. There's some sweet nuggets. When I be reading, you know, because I'm getting on the spotlight when y'all get it, you know, when I'm reading, I'm getting understanding and clarity at the same time, right? Because I think about how this God's not going to let us look stupid when we're doing this ministry like this. Even our sister sitting there, and she's sending love or nuggets of all of her. And when it's all said and done, the new man's out. You hear me? The new man is out and staying on track with God. This is an inside thing. Salvation is an inside thing. You can dress up all you want to. You can holler and tear the church up until it gets on the inside of you. It is nothing, because it's just, what we talking about the seeds the other day, it fell on some what? Some stony ground, and it choked out, really. but if you can get in that heart, if you get in that heart, God can be manifest, and you can go tell somebody. I'm not saying you're a preacher, but I believe you're ambassadors of Christ, and we all should be fruitful. Tell somebody about the love of God. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Amen. Where did you go?
Is on you, Reverend. You quit?
No, I was looking over there and do one on the side that just reading. Praise the Lord. We thank God for what our ears have heard. Praise what our hearts have been strengthened and encouraged. And we're so thankful that the word, that this living word of God has renewed some, restored some, strengthened others. And it gave clarity to some. We thank God. We thank God for it. Never want to take some for granted, but we count it as a privilege and a blessing that as he comes in with his Spirit and he teaches us and he blesses us. And truly, we are enriched by it. And let us not only keep it, but go tell somebody of the goodness of how God has done, that he's real. Even here in 2023, he's still blessing, he's still delivering, he's still setting free. He's still making his ways known unto man. he's still there for us. He still is our Savior. And we are so thankful. Thank you, Lord. We are so thankful. Yes, sir. Every time I think about it, man, I feel like Isaiah, I'm undone. More
there you go.
I feel undone. Praise the Lord. I thank you. I don't have to stay undone. I don't have to stay undone. He can continue the more I surrender. And more we surrender unto God, more he will help us be complete in him. More we surrender, there's a song, I surrender all to Jesus, my blessed Savior. Think about it. When you surrender, you're not losing anything, but you're gaining. You're gaining. What to me to live in Christ is a gain. To die to oneself, to let that old man, to let it go. like we have said, let that new man out. Let him be revived. Let him be revived and renewed. Thank you, dear. Thank you, Lord.
And you want to be revived. Yeah.
That's it, man.
And we want to be revived. I was... when you were saying that, I know we want to make sure, we want to make really sure that we gave everyone an opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
And we're not begging nobody, but we want to make really sure that we gave an opportunity for you to have a way to come in and say, say hi, or maybe you want prayer, you know, to whatever it is. We just want to be there with you and holding your hand when you do it, because we know God is there. We do. Don't you believe that, man? He's there, right?
He's there.
We believe he's God there. Is there, and we want you to know that God loves you. That you don't have to stay in the condition you are. If you're
that's
in good
it.
Shape, that just don't this ain't for you then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, we want to open the doors up again and let you know God is here. He's pressing hard, because we feel like when we do this, when we leave, we pray that someone receives something, you know, and receiving something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can go undone. My brothers and sisters, it can get undone. We don't want you to leave here. And you say you didn't get it now. And so we say this for the last time. You can come. You can come to Jesus just as you are. Yeah. Don't you believe it, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
We can come.
Yes, sir.
Just as we are. Come to Jesus. All right, Reverend. You know, they say we can shut the hymn book up.
Uh-oh.
We can shut the hymn book up, Reverend. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We didn't God has spoke. You know, we can just say if it be God's will. If it be God's will, we'll be back on Thursday. If it be God's will. You know. So how do you wanna do it, Red? You wanna pray for us?
Okay. Right as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray. Father God in heaven,
mm-hmm.
Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our heart. Lord, thanking you for what our ears, you allowed us to hear, what you have allowed our heart to receive. Oh, Father God, we thank you for it. Father God, how you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, and you talk with us, Father God. We thank you. Never want to take you for granted, Father, but thank you for being in our presence. Continue to be with us and keep us and guide us. Bless us not to go astray, but bless us to keep on the straight and narrow. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, your strength. Even, Father, thank you, Father God, for giving, for blessing us to feel better. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Yes, for your continued touch. Yes, for your hand, oh, Father God, to stay on us, be with us, continue to guide us. Oh, Father God, bless us that our light may shine even better and brighter, that someone may ask, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to become closer to the Lord? And give us, Father God, what to say to thy people always. In Jesus' name, thank you for the message and the messenger and this time that you've given us. And ask that when we leave, Father God, from this broadcast, but never from your presence. Keep us, Father God, until we meet again. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Amen.